Hey, it's Michael, and this is the Kintsugi Podcast. I'll be back in a minute with this week's conversation about resilience. But first, if you wish to create a better life and have a better career, then please visit michaelobryanshift.com and download your free workbook on how to create a better life. In it, you'll discover ways to find more energy for the things and the people who matter most to you so you can create a better tomorrow. Hey there, my fellow like-hearted humans. It's Michael, and this is the Kintsugi Podcast. And this week, I have another one of our open awareness segments for you. If you've been following along since Kintsugi came back at the end of 23, you know that once a month, I take a break from sharing our wonderful stories of connection with like-hearted humans, just like you. And I share stories from our adventure across the country, known as the Rise to Ripple Challenge. I rode my bike from Astoria, Oregon to Washington, D.C. My wife, she drove our RV that we call Maisie, and we had our two dogs with us, Hope and Jester, and we've added a third, a little puppy named Story. I've already shared some of our experiences with you as we've traveled through Oregon, Idaho, Montana, Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, and now we've crossed the mighty Mississippi into Illinois. And it's Illinois, not Illinois, just like it's Oregon, not Oregon, just for the record. In August, I plan to share a few tips from our time in Illinois that can help you put a beautiful ripple into the world. But this month, since we're so close to celebrating the anniversary of my last bad day, that is, my near-death cycling accident, I wanted to share in this open awareness 10 things that we could all use to become better humans to other humans and live a life worth living, and again, put that beautiful ripple into the world. So if you're ready, let's take a healthy breath in. Breathe up through your nose if you can. Notice your lungs filling with the air. And then sigh the breath out as you settle in to this moment. And get ready to discover 10 things we could all use to become happier from the inside out. All right. Let's start at number 10 and work our way up to number 1. The kids say, life is a journey. And if that's true, you better set your GPS by setting your intentions every day. In essence, how do you wish to show up, or what kind of ripple do you wish to put into the world? And as we travel forward, it's good to put your phone down and pay attention to where you're headed. Mindfulness is about paying attention on purpose without judgment. And in this world, with so much trying to grab your attention, so many shiny objects, squirrels, and bones, it's wise to pay attention to what truly matters. Let's go to number 9. Believe in people. Assume good intentions. People don't wake up in the morning to get you. Yeah, there are a few bad actors out there, but most people are like-hearted. And yes, we don't all share the same lived experiences, and we won't all solve our problems in exactly the same way. But when we're curious with each other, empathetic and kind and compassionate, we can find a way to come together. And as you travel forward, make sure you're in the right peloton, that you're riding with people who bring out the best in you and you bring out the best in them. Here's number 8, both and. Play the short game and the long game. Pay attention to what's important right here, right now, but don't forget to have a long-term view. Be patient, trust the process, There'll be people out there who will only want to sell you the short game. They're all about the transaction, the quick hit, the hack, the shortcut. They live in a finite world. Play a different game. Play in the infinite world, a more abundant world, a both-and world, where you can have success in the current moment, and that success creates a beautiful ripple that creates a big wave of change. So both and. The short game and the long game are important. Here's lucky number 7. Empty your backpack. As we grow up and become adults, we pick up rocks, limiting beliefs, assumptions, interpretations about the world, each other, ourselves. We pick up the rock of our inner critic. We might have small T trauma and big T trauma. And we put all those rocks in our backpack and believe that we'll deal with them later. At first, the backpack doesn't seem all that heavy, but over time, it starts to wear on us. We don't need those rocks anymore. So open up your backpack and see what rocks you can remove to create more space in your life and ease your burden. Here's number 6, create space. I discovered during my recovery that everything is neutral until we label it. It's very similar to what Viktor Frankl wrote. Between stimulus and response, there's a space. And that space is our power. And with our power, there's freedom and a chance to grow. So find a way to create more space in your life. We cram a lot into those backpacks. And we seem to have every minute scheduled. We don't even have a moment to breathe. So create more space. Pause, breathe, reflect. And that's something we can do right now. And when we come back, I'll share the last 5 with you. All right. Let's take a break. Take a full breath in and a slow releasing breath out. And relax the body as you soak up our conversation. Ah, I hope that felt good. Okay, now that we're a little bit more relaxed, can we be real? I think our morning routines, well, they've gotten a little out of control. You might not have time in the morning to meditate because you're busy doing other things like trying to get to work or getting the kids off to school. And this is where my app, Pause, Breathe, Reflect, comes in because I built it for busy people with a whole bunch of shorter practices. So if you don't have 10 minutes in the morning to meditate, cool beans. You're human after all. But I bet you have 5 times throughout the day when you have 2 minutes to practice and let go of stress and bring mindfulness to your everyday moments. So today, download Pause, Breathe, Reflect for free and begin to stress less, sleep better, and join a community of like-hearted humans rippling something worth rippling into the world. All right, let's go back to our conversation and celebrate the kintsugi within us all. All right, all right, all right. Now it's time for number 5. As we grow up, it's important to learn, to know stuff. But there comes a point in everyone's life where we have an opportunity to unlearn what we've been taught, to open up our awareness to new perspectives. And sometimes we need to relearn something. And if we're fortunate, we get to a point in life where we're comfortable not knowing. We put so much emphasis on knowing the right answer, we get addicted to being right. It's one of our greatest addictions. But with enough space, enough thoughtfulness, we can continue to learn, continue to grow, unlearn what we need to unlearn, relearn what we need to relearn, and sit in awe, knowing that we don't know, and we're comfortable with that. Here is number 4, my favorite number. We're all kintsugi. As we travel on this journey, we'll have a flat tire or two, we'll hit a pothole, we'll trip, we'll fall, we'll scrape our knees, we'll have a crack or a broken bone, we'll have gray hairs and wrinkles and blemishes and all that jazz. We will hurt. Yes, we will break, but we can come back together. And each time we come back together, through love, not by adding more pain to our pain, we can come into our kintsugi and we can see our scars as golden symbols of our strength and resilience. It's an illustration of a beautiful life, one that's well lived. So embrace your kintsugi. Embrace your scars as golden symbols of strength and resilience. They say 3 is the magic number. So here's number 3. Listen to your body. It will whisper to you before it starts to scream at you. Treat it well. Feed it good food. Take care of it. Move it. Listen to your body. Turn off all the noise and just be with it without judgment. It does so much for us. Don't take it for granted. Here's number 2. Give yourself grace. I love the concept of grace. I turned it into an acronym to help me through my recovery. It stands for gratitude, reframe, awareness, community, and energy. Somehow we learned that if we're harsh to ourselves, that will help us become more successful. And that's not true. That little voice in our head can be so loud and such a bully. You can be kind and compassionate with yourself and still get after it, still do amazing things. But you come at it from a different place, a healthier conversation. So give yourself grace. Shift your internal dialogue. And when you do, it will change every other conversation you have in life. And here's number 1, my last bad day. It's not about toxic positivity or rainbows or Skittles or ponies or anything like that. It's an acknowledgement that through our days, we live a collection of moments. And when I discovered that everything is neutral until I labeled it, that I had choice in how I viewed what was happening in my life, I decided to call that day my last bad day. To acknowledge that we're all living moments. And I've had my share of bad moments, challenging ones, ones where I've been pissed off and worried and anxious. But I made a commitment to myself when I decided to call July 11, 2001, my last bad day, that I wasn't going to add fuel to my bad moments and make them into bad days. This is where we have choice. Things happen in life and we give those things meaning by how we look at them and what we do with them. It's also about acknowledging that as I go through my day and live a whole bunch of moments, when my head hits the pillow at night and I have people in my life who I love and they love me back, how can I call the full day a bad day? No how, no way. So yeah, I've had plenty of bad moments since my accident, but I haven't had a bad day because of the people around me. Because we don't do this thing called life alone. And yes, there's a myth out there that we have to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps in this individual rugged persona, especially in the United States. But make no bones about it, none of this happens alone. We all need each other. Together, we go far. And we've gone so far since that day in July, over 20 years ago. And in my moments of visualization, I visualize how much further we're going to go together. We're just starting here, people. We're just beginning to ripple goodness into the world. We're just starting to create the change we seek in the world. We have our focus on the short game, the here and now, what truly matters, and we're playing the long game. Because we know small ripples consistently over time create big waves of change. And I'm so glad you're on this ride with us. Whether you've been on the ride from the very get-go, or you just found the Kintsugi podcast, or our work here at Pause, Breathe, Reflect, or the work I do at Peloton Executive Coaching, the fact that you're here right now means so much to me. I'm glad you're in my Peloton. We give fuel to each other. We let each other know that we can do hard things because we've been doing hard things all our lives. And there ain't no stopping us. That's what we do here. We keep pedaling. So I love the fact that you're here and listening. Of course, I would love you even if you weren't here and listening because I believe you're one of the like-hearted people putting goodness into the world. But since you're here right now, I thank you and I love you for being here. I also want to thank the fine people at SaaSpod that make this podcast a possibility. And if you want to talk with me any further, any deeper about the 10 things I just shared, there's a calendar link in the show notes. And remember this, before we get to next week's conversation of connection here on the Kintsugi podcast, if you run into a challenging moment, slow it down, come back to your breath, and remember that you've got this and we've got you. Together, we put that beautiful ripple into the world and celebrate our golden symbols of strength and resilience. Thanks again for being here.